believe the IHSA did not follow their bylaws, and we are looking for the courts to force them to do so. We are seeking this change for the following reasons. Student athletes, especially those from the poorest neighborhoods, have virtually no chance to be seen in game action and are therefore at an extreme disadvantage compared to kids from all neighboring states that are playing in the fall. Scholarships will simply go to players the college coaches can actually see in action, and that won't include kids from Illinois. Student athletes are suffering mental hardships, including anxiety and depression, and even worse, because they are unable to compete in the game they love. These effects are statistically much worse than the direct impact of COVID on these same kids. Student athletes who use sports to make college attainable, many of whom are from the lowest income neighborhoods, will be unable to go to college and further their education because of these lost opportunities. I'm not sure Governor Pritzker can relate to the devastating effects this has on lower and middle income families who will be forced into debt for decades to pay off college tuition costs. Every Midwest state is competing this fall while looking at higher positivity rates than ours. Those governors understand that the positivity rate does not tell the entire story, and they're being proven right. Look at Indiana, which just completely opened up after having competed for the past 5 to 6 weeks, not including the prior 2 weeks of practice. If they're opening up, that tells you the data is in their favor. It's not too late to do the right thing and make this change here.